SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Hello, welcome to a new episode of Australia Explained. I'm Maram Smail.
For people who have never done edible mushrooms before, it is advised to go with someone.
Mushroom foraging is a popular activity in many parts of the world. However, individuals who have recently migrated to Australia may need to be aware of the risks associated with picking wild fungi. It's essential to distinguish between safe and harmful varieties of mushrooms, as some types can be toxic or even fatal if consumed.
Quite nasty in that if you eat them, you may have a nasty episode of nausea, of diarrhea, stomach complaints that could end up sending you to hospital.
In this episode of Australia Explained, we will explore the safety of mushroom foraging in Australia, the permitted areas, and the proper way to engage in this activity. Mushroom foraging can have deep emotional or cultural connections for some migrants. It can be perceived as a social activity with family and friends or as a way to find food. Christy Barbara from Sydney recalls foraging mushrooms with her grandmother near Altona in Victoria as a child.
My grandma immigrated to Australia from Malta in the late 40s. And mushrooming, I think, was one of the joyous things she discovered while she was living in those early years in Australia, of the foraging for this free, abundant food that she loved to cook with. These were giant white field mushrooms, and they were absolutely delicious.
Diego Bonito from Wild Food Workshop teaches people how to forage wild foods, including mushrooms, in pine forests in New South Wales. He says that while foraging for mushrooms can be a harmless activity, it can also be highly dangerous without knowledge of distinguishing safe varieties from harmful ones.
Edible mushrooms are spread out all over Australia, and there is a number of species which are much appreciated by specific cultural pockets, like the pine mushrooms, the Polish, the Russians, and the Italians, as example, the field mushrooms for the farmers, all farmers of Australia, they know about field mushrooms, and so forth. Now, to go out and harvest edible mushrooms is something that you do in knowledge, because the risk involved.
Professor Brett Summerall is the Chief Scientist and Director of Science, Education and Conservation at the Australian Institute of Botanical Science, Sydney's Botanic Gardens. He says identifying edible species of mushrooms in Australia requires caution and expertise.
The risk is that some of the mushrooms in Australia would be quite different from those that you might see in other parts of the world. So some are toxic, some have unpleasant effects, some of them are quite good, but it's really unless you know what the species are in your particular area where you're living and where you're foraging, there is the potential that you'll pick something that could be quite nasty, could have quite detrimental health effects, and could, in some cases, poison you quite severely. So unless you really know what you're doing, it's probably best to avoid it.
Professor Summerall is also a plant pathologist and fungi expert and has helped describe over 120 new species of fungi and published over 150 journal articles, books, and book chapters. He says some people have died in Australia over the past few years from eating poisonous mushrooms.
If somebody was to mistakenly eat a death cap mushroom, there is a potential of ending up having to die from eating that mushroom. Most of the cases where we see people go into emergency wards in hospitals, it's usually a stomach poisoning, and they just need treatment over a number of days and then they will recover quite well. So it can vary quite a lot between the different species.
Australia has an estimated 250,000 unique species of mushroom. Professor Summerall says this makes identifying poisonous species a matter of highly specialized knowledge.
There's a range of different species that are dangerous. Some of them are species that have come in from overseas, like the death cap mushroom, some of the other fly agarics and the like. There are also some native species which look maybe like an oyster mushroom, particularly the ghost mushroom, and they can be quite nasty in that if you eat them, you may have a nasty episode of nausea, of diarrhea, stomach complaints that could end up sending you to hospital.
The Amanita phylloides, commonly known as the death cap mushroom, is found in Tasmania, Victoria, South Australia, and the Australian Capital Territory. In Tasmania, the Continarius irtoxicus mushroom can cause kidney failure, leading to the need for dialysis. Similar varieties may also exist in Victoria, but they have yet to be formally identified. Mr. Bonito, a registered foraging instructor with Forestry New South Wales, suggests that identifying edible mushrooms from poisonous ones requires confidence in determining specific features that may only sometimes be visible or confusing in a younger or older specimens. Therefore, it's essential to be accompanied by an expert in the forest.
For people who have never done edible mushrooms before, it is advised to go with someone who can teach them. You can get a lot of information on the internet, on YouTube, but nothing beats the actual education that you will receive by walking with someone with knowledge on location, asking the question, mushroom in hand, how to differentiate the edible from the not edible.
Mr. Bonito says you'll be fine once you know the safe ones in an area. The problem is entering a new area you have not been in before and confusing similar-looking species. Professor Summerall says it's also important not to pick decaying mushrooms.
The main concern, obviously, is to make sure that you don't pick something that's going to poison you. You know, the quality of the mushroom can be important. If it started to break down a little bit and to decay, sometimes you can get bacterial infections in your stomach, which can cause a gastrointestinal problem. So you just need to be careful about those as well. And some people are often allergic to various different species, depending on their own personal circumstances. So all of these things need to be taken into account to make sure that you're not going to end up feeling very unwell.
For keen mushroom foragers, it's essential to know when the mushroom season starts. Mr. Bonito says, the cooler and wetter weather is perfect for mushrooms to grow in the wild.
Mushroom season starts around mid-March and it goes to mid-June, depending on conditions, depending on locations. In Victoria, it starts a little bit earlier, New South Wales a bit later. In South Australia, it's a bit later as well. As a generic rule, Easter time is the time when the mushroom will be available.
Each state and territory in Australia has different regulations around foraging mushrooms, so it's essential to become aware of the rules in your local area, Mr. Bonito explains.
In New South Wales, we are allowed to harvest pine mushrooms in state forests, but that is not the case in other states. In Western Australia, you are not allowed to harvest mushrooms, whether they're native or exotics. In South Australia, you're not allowed. In Victoria, it's frowned upon.
Mushroom foraging on a private property is always allowed, explains Mr. Bonito.
Regulation change as well. So become aware of the current regulation in your local area. Call your local land services that will help you. Your local council might have some knowledge and be aware of the ethics and the legalities of the practice is critical. That said, please remember if you have a private property or if you have a friend with a property, then you can harvest mushrooms without any regulation applied. To you.
If this episode content raises health concerns for you or someone you know about consuming mushrooms, call the Poisons Information Centre from anywhere in Australia on 131 126. For life-threatening symptoms, call 000. Thanks for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Chiara Pazano and hosted by me, Maram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Garmian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.